following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to POV My Top 10. I'm your host, DJ Opinion, and this week I'm going to be talking about the top 10 phone apps that I use most often. I'm usually always on my phone, so these are the apps you can probably see me using all the time, and let's get into it. Number 10 on my list is the Gmail or the Mail app. I use this app a lot because I have a habit of checking my emails multiple times a day so that I don't miss anything that's important. I use the Mail app for my main email and the Gmail app for any miscellaneous emails that I use to sign up for promotions or for school and things like that. I don't have any notifications on my emails because I always read any mail that I get. And it's usually the first thing that I check in the morning right after I check my text messages. I honestly don't really know how people go throughout their days just seeing the big number of like over 2,000 or something unread emails. Something about those numbers just kind of give me the ick, I guess. So I always have to clear the notifications whether I'm reading the emails or just deleting any unread emails. Number 9 on my list is Netflix. I use Netflix to mainly binge watch a lot of shows and movies on it. I'm really glad that they added a lot more K-dramas and animes recently. It's also really easy for me to track what shows I'm watching and what movie that I finished watching and new recommendations they give me based on past shows and movies. I really like the download feature, so whenever I go on trips and I don't want to use my data, I just download the show or the movie and I watch it in the car or plane ride to places that I go. Something that I'm watching right now on Netflix is Business Proposal. It's a rom-com Korean drama, basically. There's the main lead couple and there's also a second lead couple. I would have to say the second lead couple is my favorite because of their relationship dynamic. It's super cute. There's two new episodes each week, so it's been a pain having to wait each week for a new episode, but it's so good that whenever it comes out, I watch it right away. Number 8 on my list is kind of weird because I don't know if many people use this app, but I use the Yelp app a lot to find food places to try. I know that I'm a picky eater, but it's definitely fun to look for places that I like to eat, to find new places that I haven't been to. I have about 4 or 5 collections of different places to go that I want to try. I have a main food place, I have a dessert list, I have lists of restaurants and places to go based on city that I'm close to, and I think it's really helpful in terms of when I go out with friends, I already have a list ready to go, and we can just pick from there, so we don't have to spend hours like we always do looking for places to eat, and it's really fun. I honestly have so much fun just spending time looking at the reviews, reading the menu of different restaurants, and reading and looking at all the pictures of the food and seeing how good it looks. Number 7 on my list is something that helps me with my retail therapy, which is Amazon. I recently got the Student Prime as a college student, And if you didn't know, it's a lot cheaper than having the normal Prime. And there's a lot of benefits to it. There's Amazon Music, Amazon Prime Video. I recently got it because my cousin wanted to use it and it was cheaper than normal Prime, so he wouldn't have to pay as much. And I got 6 months of free trial, so when that ends in June, he paid for another year of Prime for me. And basically everyone in my family uses that account to order. Prime shipping is really helpful for the two-day shipping. I usually use Amazon Music because I share my Spotify with a friend. So when he uses my Spotify, I usually use Amazon Music on my own. I haven't used Amazon Prime Video as much, but a friend introduced me to this show called The Expanse. And in this show, it's about 100 years into the future and humanity has colonized the solar system and people are living on Mars and in the space. I really like this show, and if you haven't checked it out yet, you really should. There's a lot of action that goes on and it's really on edge, you could say. I really like it and I watch it with my friend whenever we have time. Number 6 on my list is the Target app. I really love going to Target because it's honestly my favorite store in the world. I could spend hours shopping there and spend my entire life savings there if I could. There's just so much to buy. You have clothes, there's food, there's electronics there, you got your toiletries to buy. Just everything you need is at Target, basically. I usually use the app to save things into a list for the next time that I go, and it helps me find things easier. It also lets me pick the store that I want to go to see whether or not the stuff that I need is in stock or not. I can also order online and go to Target and just have them and just pick it up, which makes things a lot easier. I also use the app to find a lot of deals to help me save money. Honestly, Target is an amazing place to shop, and if you haven't been going to Target, you should really go to Target. Number 5 on my list is the Spotify app. I really can't live without music, so I'm always playing music. I use it in the car especially to help when I'm driving. I have a specific playlist for driving. I have multiple different playlists for different vibes, you could say. I have one that I listen to every day. I have a J-pop playlist, I have a K-pop playlist, playlist for driving, playlist for when I'm sad. Honestly, I really like using Spotify, and I'm a part of the family plan that my uncle pays for, and I'm really glad that I'm able to have Spotify Premium along with the family plan, because I could not live without music, and having Spotify without ads just makes it 100 times better. Number 4 on my list is Snapchat. I really like using Snapchat mainly to take pictures with the funny filters. I also like seeing people's stories and seeing what they post on Snap. I have a private story that I post things of my everyday life, usually for close friends. I also do streaks, not as much as before, but some people have stopped doing streaks. And streaks, you basically send one picture or video to your friend every single day in order to maintain a streak with them. And the longest streak I've had with this friend that's still ongoing is about 1500. I mean, we've lost it a few times, but when you email Snapchat, you can get your streak back. And I also like the memories that Snapchat saves. I have some that I've saved from over 4 years ago, and looking back on it just makes me really nostalgic, and I really like this feature of Snapchat. Number three on my list is Instagram. I mainly use Instagram to scroll memes and funny videos. I am in a group chat with multiple friends, and we usually just send memes to each other that we find really funny. And I also use Instagram to keep updated on people's lives, and with school events, I follow my school page. I also follow a few influencers to learn how to dress, to learn how to exercise and keep in shape, I guess. I really like the Instagram feature where you can save certain posts because it makes my life easier to find things. If I want to dye my hair, I have a section for that in my collections. I also have a collection of relatable things, new animes to watch, and a lot of other things that I've saved. Number two on my list is Pinterest. This is one of my favorite apps because I love making Pinterest boards and saving a ton of Pinterest pins. I have over 50 boards made and over 10,000 pins saved over the course of a few years. I have anime pins, I have outfit boards, boards for recipes, for future ideas such as marriage, and things I want to do to my hair. I also have saved tattoo ideas and trip planning ideas. I really like using Pinterest because it's so easy to just have a bunch of information and pictures just saved in one spot. And honestly, I spend hours sometime in the night just saving pins because it makes me calm and I really enjoyed it. And last but not least, I use this app a lot. It's TikTok. I usually spend over hours on this app mindlessly scrolling. And I know many people might not agree that it's a good app, but the algorithm, maybe because they're tracking everything that I do, but it's just a fun app to use. I spend it watching cat videos. I watch a lot of game edits, anime edits, dance trends that people do. I find information on there. I usually learn how to dress myself from other TikTok influencers. I learn how to cook, even though I don't really cook, but I save recipes. And I'm really glad that they recently added this feature where when you save your TikToks, you can edit them into a collection. So now I have multiple collections like Instagram where I saved anime videos, cat videos. I also save outfit ideas and things to do in places that I want to travel to. I don't know why, but honestly, this is my favorite app to use because I could just scroll on forever. I exit this app sometimes just to click back into this app because I forget that I was just on the app. But overall, it's just a really fun app. If you don't have it, I wouldn't recommend getting it because you probably get addicted, but it's just really fun. And that wraps up my list for the top 10 apps that I use most often. I recommend that you look into probably getting some of these if you haven't had any of these apps before, but some of them might give you an addiction. TikTok. And join me next week as I talk about my top 10 favorite songs.